growing out of religion, or no one is allowed to make a fool out of you. Bottom line is this. You are a treasure of wisdom and experience, but people came and mixed up some things. As your children and granddaughters become doctors, philosophers, and even artists, they will begin tiptoeing around your religion. And at an age where you should share the most powerful of your wisdom, you will come across as disconnected, whimsical, and a little quirky. They need your observations. They need your wisdom. They will make easy to prevent mistakes without it. You are not allowed to pull them into a delusion, but you can take them on your scientific investigations. No little lady, young or old, is too smart for a quest around museums and parks and even great trails like the Appalachian Trail. So as long as the quest runs for many years, preferably every other Sunday, and includes sandwiches and snacks. You simply start by admitting the truth that times have changed. That's what times do. And you have to update your views of the world. That's what grandmothers do. But, you know, make it clear to them that if they ever think of you as quirky again, you will cut a switch, and at the very least, wave it around in the air like you mean it. You begin by a search for a natural history museum and take a long look at dinosaurs from 65 million years ago. First, we will melt away the insulting lie that Lord and dinosaurs lived together. And here you will witness that Earth can't be 6,000 years old. At the foot of the dinosaur, you should be able to spot the little shrew. Pretty much the reason why mice make such good test subjects. When the impactor that caused the Alvarez crater struck, the fierce little creatures were able to survive fires by burrowing into the ground as needed. They didn't need much food, and they could live just fine. We are recently evolved from similar little creatures. The museum will show you that they went on to become smart little monkeys. And those became great apes. And that some of those great apes lost their fur. Except in all the most unfortunate places. I hope the museum won't be showing you that part. This is easy to learn, yes, and you may already feel that way. But what isn't obvious is that our evolution continues. You are allowed to extrapolate it forward. And yes, in 65 million years, we will be as different from who we are today as a shrew is from a cranky, bald ape with a penchant for cake. Madam, keep in mind, this is not a journey you will be taking alone. You will be dragging the grandkids along. In fact, get everyone to waddle with you. Use the switch you no doubt already cut to persuade them. You will give them plenty sandwich rewards and maybe some star stickers, especially for the fatter adults. They love star stickers. But do plan ahead as to how to keep them quiet and interested. Don't let the adventure end with spending hours driving back home. That will ruin the memory. Get a bus or stay at a hotel and get a ride back. The adventure is a great part of the joy of your legacy. This is not something you plan and mark on your calendar. You have to start now, right now, immediately. You will watch the opening to the re-release of Carl Sagan's Cosmos. Listen to Andrian explain how the Sirius was filmed when the world was on the brink of destruction by nuclear weapons. In the last few days, as I write this, we witnessed two intercontinental ballistic missile intimidations, though they both ended in failure. That trend is unlikely to continue. Because of lack of education, because of the lack of grasp on reality, we have again arrived at the precipice. 55 years after, Carl Sagan was already warning us. You will have to explain to the kids that humanity is repeating mistakes because it is not correctly learning, because authentic education is hard to come by. You have to tell them that now is the time and watch Cosmos with them. That's where you really start. Then you must absolutely watch or rewatch the Neil deGrasse Tyson remake, preferably outside using a projector so that the kids remember those moments. You can rent a movie theater too. The gift of giving your grandkids or grand-grandkids Carl Sagan's Cosmos is unforgettable. They will always return to that moment. They will always celebrate you. You aren't just rising above religion. You are now building your great legacy of wisdom. Borrow from the library two audiobooks and re-listen to them dozens of times, privately, without telling anyone. A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson and Demon Haunted World by Carl Sagan. Make sure that you gift those books to your kids, as love of science popularizers is now an important part of your legacy. And now, you will begin documenting your memories, especially of the people that have passed. Good and bad, all wisdom is precious. You will, in fact, get to meet them again, in a way, in your memories. Make sure to never turn off the camera or microphone, especially as you laugh or cry, or even make embarrassing snot bubbles with your nose. Your kids need to see the real you, not just the perfectly and neatly dressed, pampered version from photos. Aside from those who have passed in your time, their photos and your memories of them, your memoir must document your rise from the trickery. Each time you learn something that moves you, you put it in your memoir so that the lesson does not end with you, but echoes far into the future. Turn what you have learned into small gifts for your kids and grandkids and grand-grand-grand-grandkids. Turn your memoir into a permanent heirloom, one worth revisiting. Share a copy with the world by releasing it into public domain. Don't worry if it will make the world angry or disappointed. You are sacred, whether a castaway or not. You are part of the human family, and your lasting contributions have an important role to play. Madam, ladies and gentlemen, the world needs your heroic courage now. It needs your wisdom, framed in everlasting clarity.